Oh.
I will answer all questions after the meal. Food should not be sullied with impertinent questions. Do you not share that belief in your world?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Doc was looking suspiciously at his towel, peering at it by the light of the oil lamps. He raised it to his face.
You do not like the idea of cleansing, Doctor?
Well, I have read that it was the practice of your ancestors, when they wished to remove troublesome enemies, to give them towels like this to wipe their faces in the middle of a meal. But those towels would have been rubbed first over the open sores of a leper or smeared over the running wounds of a smallpox victim. Is that not correct?
Mashashiga came as close to smiling as he had since they first met.
It is a refreshing change to encounter the minds of Gajin.
More women came in with plates of succulent flavored ices and crystallized fruits.
And let's have tea as well.
Tea wasn't all that common in Deathlands, generally made from a dubious combination of brown herbs, often with molasses stirred in. Ryan was on the point of refusing the offer when he caught a subtle warning shake of the head from Mildred. A dozen more of the elegant young women came silently into the hall, shuffling along in tiny steps, all of them carrying either trays of handleless cups or steaming earthenware pots. The women then went to one end of the room, all dropping into a kneeling position.
This ceremony of the making of tea is a very ancient and honorable tradition. It goes back many hundred years before time of Skydark. Our young girls learned it from their mothers.
After we've drunk the tea, can we then ask some questions?
But of course.
And get answers?
Of course.
Watching the women begin the ritual of tea making, Ryan felt that he'd slipped through a tear in the fabric of time, traveled back to the lost heart of the Middle Ages. It didn't seem possible that they were all living at the dark end of the 21st century. It appeared to be an endless ceremony. A careful mix of gray-green herbs was sprinkled into each of the white porcelain cups that were so thin that you could see light through them. Hot water at precisely the right temperature was poured into each cup and stirred furiously with a short-handled bamboo whisk. The resulting liquid was a vaporous green color, steaming gently, filling the air with a delicate scent that overlaid the ever-present harshness of pollution. The first cup was offered by the tallest of the women, on her knees, to Mashashiga, who gestured to Ryan and the others.
Serve it to our honored guests.
The servant looked directly at Christy and then at Mildred.
To everyone of our honored guests. Omit nobody.
This will be one of the most ace-on-the-line experiences of your lives. No food or drink from Deathlands is anything like this. The wonder of green tea. Oyocha, we call it. Try these small cakes also, made from bean paste. They are the perfect accompaniment.
Ryan tried the cake. He avoided pulling a face, although he found it unbearably sickly. Then he watched Mashashiga bring the bowl of tea to his nose. Ryan tried to copy him. He found the smell pleasant enough, like an herbal infusion. Again, he found this unbearable. Jack hardly touched it to his lips.
Sorry. I don't like.
Excellent. Most refreshing.
Only the woman enjoys it. What manner of barbarians they are.
Our guests.
Hideyoshi bowed so low that his forehead touched the table between the cups.
Yes. Forgive my foolish babbling tongue that ran away with my brains, Lord.
Yes.
He waved to the women servants, and they rose together from the wooden floor. In a flowing triple movement, they shuffled away in a line, carrying the remains of the tea ceremony with them.
Now you wish to have your questions answered. Perhaps it might be easier and shorter in time if I give you a... what is the word for a schoolmasterly talk?
Lecture?
Thank you, Doctor.
Welcome.
A lecture. I will tell you what has happened to my country, about the discovery of the gateway and my plans for what you call Deathlands. There is much that will interest you all very greatly, I promise you.
Is this going to take long? My knees are getting cramped.
Mine also. Forgive my standing, Lord Mashashiga. The repast was of fine quality, and I am indebted to you for it. Perhaps next time we might eat in Western chairs?
The Baron nodded, then stood with a serpentine grace. Mildred, too, rose from the uncomfortable kneeling position.
We will go into one of the rooms where we can relax more, and all will be made clear to you.
They all followed Lord Mashashiga out of the room.
That means that my right-hand man has returned from his day's hunting.
I thought Hideyoshi was your second-in-command.
I have the honor to be in charge of all sec matters for the Veil. I am number 3 here.
He will join us, and we will hear of his hunting success. He has been several times to your deathlands, though one visit brought great pain and sadness.
Mashashiga paused a moment, staring at the group of friends, as though a thought were nagging at the back of his mind.
But he will tell you all of this himself. Now, follow me.
He strode off at great speed, never once looking back. The others followed quickly along the paneled walls of fine silk that showed butterflies, dragons, and rural scenes, with lakes, giant carp, and square-rigged ships. There were couches all around the room, covered in cushions. Lord Mashashiga made his way to the largest of the couches, which stood on a slightly raised dais at the farther end of the long room.
Sit where you wish. I will have more sake brought. Yashimoto wishes it known that he has returned.
Mashashiga picked up an ivory fan and covered his smile.
He will be surprised to see you Gaijin here. The scum from the village outside our walls will have told him of your arrival and of your looks.
Everyone turned to look at the newcomer.
Good God!
The samurai who stood in the doorway was in a towering rage, his sword drawn in his right hand, his eyes glaring, spittle clinging to his chin. He wasn't wearing full armor, like Toyotomi Hideyoshi, but contented himself with a light breastplate and a helmet, which he held in his left hand. A deep scar slashed across his face disfigured him, half closing one eye, pocking his cheek and seaming down toward his ear. He was pointing at Ryan with the sword.
You, Sodai Gumi Gaijin! You slew my dear brother!
Mashashiga didn't seem that surprised at the interruption. He stood slowly from his couch.
You should not draw your katana in the presence of your lord, my friend, unless you fear that my life has been threatened.
What did he call me?
He said that you were Outlander rubbish.
But he said that I killed his brother.
You did!
The samurai shuffled a few sideways steps across the floor toward Ryan, the point of the long sword held low.
You cannot say you have not!
The man hurled his helmet across the room, ripping through the thin wall.
I remember. This is Takai Yashimoto.
Who?
We met him and his brother close to the ruins of Washington Hole.
I did kill his brother. Tokimasha was his name.
I broke his bow with a revolver. One of my better shots, if I do say so myself.
Kokojin Beach!
Doc was resting his hand on the butt of his lama.
His scars, courtesy of old Betsy here. I can see why he's in such a temper.
Ryan had his hand on his Sig Sauer, wondering whether the newcomer was about to have a seizure. The man's mouth worked uncontrollably, and his eyes stared at the 6 outlanders, the sword waving in the air as though he couldn't decide which of them to attack first.
These are the ones you spoke of moons ago, when you returned from the Deathlands. The Lord has said to me that he wondered if it was so.
Honor demands their deaths at my hands.
They are the guests of Lord Mashashiga.
Ryan noticed that Hideyoshi's hand had dropped to the hilt of his inlaid sword.
My guests.
Gradually, the newcomer regained control over himself.
Put away the katana and sit and become quiet.
I could slay them all as easily as a butcher wringing the necks of 6 feeble little chickens.
Talk's cheap, and I don't like being threatened by a loudmouth little killer like you.
Cool it, lover.
He speaks the truth about his brother, our dear cousin, Tokimasha Yashimoto. You did kill him, did you not, Ryan Calder?
Killed him before he killed me. And we'd have killed this one, too, if we'd had the chance. He got lucky. He wants to try for revenge. Then him and me can step outside across that bridge. Go into the woods for a few minutes and see who comes back.
He insulted me to my face in front of you, Lord! I demand satisfaction!
You might ask, cousin. You might not, I think, demand. Unless there has been a change here that I did not realize. Perhaps you are now the rod, and I must kneel to obey you. If that has happened, then I...